Next, we'll play a game about television episodes that show off which actors can sing and which can be made to sing. But first, let's check in with our contestants. Giacomo, you teach a class on the economics of movies. So what does that look at?
All too often when people talk about economics or any basic behavioral science, you bore the hell out of your students by going over so many dry facts when if the behavioral science makes sense, you should be able to see it in life. So I make my students sit for 3 hours a day, for a week, for a month, watching various popular films.
Okay, so which one is a perfect film to watch in an economics class?
Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sleeping Beauty. The original 1959 Disney film.
Sleeping Beauty. I have not reviewed the story in a while.
Okay.
So what are we dealing with the economics there?
Well, in the beginning of the film, because Maleficent is not invited to the party, she curses Aurora. And in order to save his daughter, the king burns all of the spinning wheels in the entire kingdom, thus casting the entire kingdom into poorness. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Which by itself goes against John Stuart Mill's utilitarianism, which is the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Yeah, well, I was going to start by saying that, but I'm glad you did. Mikhail, if I wanted to take up fencing, what life lessons would I learn?
Well, there's always a way out of something if there's a situation that's not favorable. If you fail, you can obviously learn from that and you can correct it for next time that happens and kind of improve your situation. Because in a fencing match, you know, if one action doesn't work, then usually the opposite of that action will have worked. Also known as the George Costanza method.
When I think of sports and fencing, I always go to the George Costanza method. Okay, so I like the idea that there's always a way out. So yeah, you're sort of problem solving the whole time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Critical thinking, I guess, if you want to summarize it, that's what it teaches.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to your next game. We have an audio quiz for you called Say It With A Song. Every so often, a television program decides to come up with an excuse to make everyone break into song. So you just need to ring in and identify the television show. Giacomo, you won the last game, so you win this, and you go right to the final round. Mikhail, you need to win this, or you have to be Giacomo's understudy. Here's your first clip.
I've got a theory that it's a demon, a dancing demon. Something isn't right there.
I've got a theory, some kid is dreaming, and we're all stuck inside his wacky Broadway nightmare.
Giacomo.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes, that's correct. They were always raising the stakes on that show. Here's your next one. When the hero of this program is trapped by the music meister in a dream, he must make it to the end without dying.
Super friend. When it comes to buddies, pal, you're the best.
I love you more than the lightning bolt I wear on my chest.
Giacomo.
Batman. It was actually called Beware the Batman, Brave and the Bold, and Neil Patrick Harris played the music meister.
It feels like your answer is perfect, but it is not correct.
No?
No. I feel like you know more about your answer that I would like to explore. It's not what we were looking for, but let's put a pause on that. Mikhail, can you steal?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Can I guess again?
Can you guess again? I mean, not for a point, but you can.
But can I guess anyway?
Why not?
Is it The Flash?
Yeah, that's the answer, yeah. In this special episode, the Oswald State Correctional Facility puts on a musical variety show.
Look, it's time to face the music. Bye-bye.
Giacomo.
Oz.
Oz is correct. Yes. Mikhail, how you doing? Just checking in.
I wish I hadn't had those kids to get in the way of my TV watching.
Preach it, brother.
Let's see about this next one. A visit to the land of Illusia helps mend the differences between our hero and her good friend, Gabrielle. Of course, all in song.
This damaged past can never heal until this nightmare book is closed.
Giacomo?
Xena, warrior princess.
That is correct, yes. Mikhail, you knew that one?
Yeah, that was the one I knew.
All right, this is your last clue. In this sitcom, a hospital patient suffers an aneurysm, causing her to hear and see everyone break into song.
You belong at Sacred. Doctors, nurses, patients, dead guys, welcome to Sacred.
Giacomo.
Scrubs.
That is correct, yes. Puzzleger Archung had our contestants too.
Well done, Giacomo. You won both games and you're headed to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Giacomo in our final round, and we'll talk to actor Mojan Marno and ask her if playing an operative on television has made her more suspicious about life. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.